From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Sometimes this social distance thing feels like we're all floating alone in space. So it feels good to connect and hear how everyone is doing. This week, more folks from our community submitted captain's logs. You can submit a captain's log too. Just email amya@kxci.org and I'll send you instructions. It's really easy, I promise, and we would love to hear from you. Quarantine, the current situation. These are the stories of our community, its continuing mission to stay well and stay safe, to seek out a meaningful life in temporary isolation from one another, to boldly take measures to keep our community safe. Here are more stories from people in our community, an ever-expanding collection of Captain's Logs.
Rachel, known to my students as Professor H, ethnomusicologist, lecturer on American popular music, and DJ sub for Jazz Sunday here at KXCI. Captain's Log, stardate August 12th, 2020. While I have been home since March 13th, my husband, a frontline healthcare worker, has been at work the entire time. We make a once-weekly trip for provisions, but we have a partitioned area for him to de-COVID before coming into the house. In reality, we have been watching this situation since January and stocked up on PPE for him and toilet paper ahead of time. Because of these efforts, my husband and I are both healthy and safe. When Pima College made the transition to online education, I was ready. My students were extremely appreciative of this easy transition. As the only millennial faculty member in my department, I spent the summer assisting older faculty in their academic delivery transition, unpaid, as that is the norm for adjunct faculty across the country. We have set up several bird feeders to feed the locals, finches, doves, quail, cardinals, and an obnoxious Gila woodpecker. I have read a few books on queer history, Frank Sinatra, and West Coast jazz. I've also managed to lose 15 pounds, mostly due to a less hectic work schedule and lack of eating out. A few home projects have been completed, and I got to host my first show on KXCI. I had just finished on-air training before the pandemic hit, so the timing was pretty good. My husband and I built a computer for me to do more complex audio editing for the station. You've likely heard my voice on PSAs and promos for shows across the KXCI universe. Our last pre-pandemic meal was a sushi dinner for my husband's birthday. I was a pretty good home cook before this, which can be confirmed by members of staff at KXCI. However, since the pandemic has hit, I've started making my own grilled pizza, ahi poke, grain bowls, cone sushi, jambalaya, sauerkraut, kimchi, half-sour kosher pickles, pickled onions, and smoked salmon niçoise salads. It's clearly too hot to bake, so homemade flatbreads are always a hit, maybe with a little tomato salad. We try to grill once a week when my husband is finally off from the hospital. Soy sauce marinated steaks, grilled vegetables, summer corn, as per usual, is fantastic. I'm feeling mostly frustrated. I want to do more. I want to help more. I've donated to community organizations, to KXCI, and bought local. But I feel so small. And I feel surrounded by a crazy, anti-intellectual cult. I think about arts education at times like this, as a music educator myself. How arts education can, and does, teach people to have empathy and understanding for the human condition, for our neighbors, for our community. It's needed now more than ever. Of course, I'm preaching to the choir here on the good ship KXCI, but it highlights the fight that has gone on for decades, the fight to make a better society. I will admit that I'm lonely. My husband works 12 and a half hour shifts, so I only see him an hour or two a day. Of course, I speak with my parents a few times a week, but it's mostly just me, my dogs, a Newfoundland mix and a pit mix, and a tuxedo cat who constantly nags me for his next meal. I'm trying to remain hopeful, but November cannot come fast enough.
Hold on! Bring me another roll of toilet paper from the stockpile!
Time to go. Until next time, we'll see you on the airwaves. Be well.
Nikki Reck, Pima Animal Care Center. This is the captain's log for August 45th, 2020. We've been operating on an appointment-based system for non-emergencies for a couple of months now, and we're still taking in about 25 to 45 pets every single day. Our trap-neuter-return system looks a bit different these days, but it's still up and running, and we're actually expected to hit the 4,000 mark by the end of the year. The shelter is also offering several outreach programs for families in need, like one-gallon bags of pet food and non-surgical medical care. People are signing up for these services through our social media pages. We've been able to hand out over 100,000 meals since we've started. The shelter is also looking to fill some open job vacancies. That link is also on our social media pages. The dogs and cats are loving the donated food and treats that people are dropping in our donation bins outside the main gate. They're also requesting squeaky toys and towels. We are feeling a bit tired these days, but we're very happy that we've been able to continue finding forever homes and foster homes for our pets through this very strange time.
Rich Gary, Captain's Log, Stardate, April 14th. Wait, August? August 14th? Oh my god. I'm back at work. It's my first 2 weeks, and I've just been constantly criticizing my coworkers' hygienic techniques inside of my mind. One of these idiots is gonna catch COVID. I need to stay away from these people. They don't pay me enough for this. I should go back on unemployment. Second stimulus check? Is that coming? Is that a thing? I could definitely use some more masks. It's good to be away from my roommates, though. One of those idiots is gonna catch COVID. I need to stay away from them. I've definitely put on the COVID-19, if you know what I'm saying. Spending most of my unemployment funds on Chinese food and delivery ice cream and artisanal mezcal. I'm feeling a bit overweight. I need to start exercising. I need to move around with my body. Move that body around. We'll know more soon.
From KXCI in Tucson, this is the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing.
Captain's Log, Kayla Lipovsky. Stardate, it's hot. 107 degrees or something. I have been mostly at home since March 13th. I work as a telehealth counselor and psychotherapist with Somatic Experiencing Techniques Incorporated. I have collaborated recently with some community members. You may or may not hear my cat scratching the corrugated cardboard in the background. So I collaborated with some community members to start the Tucson Therapy Fund. It's a project that is intended to help alleviate systemic barriers to culturally competent therapy for the BIPOC community in Pima County during this critical era. Recipients can select a licensed mental health therapist of their choosing and have five sessions paid for with options to renew if funds are available. That said, any therapist we have listed on our site is LGBTQIA+ allied. You can find the link by Googling Tucson Therapy Fund or find it on my website, brightmoontherapy.com. We are looking for support through donations of even a small amount, and sharing our link also really helps. We currently have some funding available for recipients as well. This is for Black, Indigenous, and people of color in Tucson and the surrounding Pima County community. Food-wise, I just ate a baby carrot and a plant-based burger, which is delicious, and I also feel granola as I'm expressing this. I am both comfortable right now after taking a long walk. And at a broader level, pretty overwhelmed by the uncertainty of our current cultural atmosphere. And I am deeply craving systemic change. Thank you. Signing off.
Trying to smile. The air is so heavy and dry. Strange voices are saying things that I can't understand. It's too close for comfort. This heat has got right out of hand. It's a cruel, cruel summer, leaving me here on my own. It's a cruel, cruel summer, now you're gone. City is crowded, my friends are away, I'm on my own. Too hard to handle, so I gotta get up and go. It's a cruel, cruel summer, leaving me here on my own. It's a cruel, cruel summer, now you're gone.
Andrea and Pete, Birds and Arrows.
Captain's Log, Stardate August 13th, 2020.
We've been home with little contact since March, painting, creating music in isolation, and teaching all music lessons via Zoom, with our only outside contact being saguaros in the desert on our nightly hikes and cruises in our El Camino.
We're mostly keeping ourselves busy with working on our new house, fixing up our El Camino, playing music and watching old movies from the 1970s and 80s, and trying not to watch the news too often or go down social media black holes.
We live mostly on hummus, homemade ramen, and sandwiches. We are feeling good considering we had COVID ourselves about a month ago, now fully recovered besides being tired all the time.
Captain's Log supplemental. We're trying to remain positive even in the absence of monsoons.
As the dark. it hold me down? The weight of this world pulls me down. But we found a place to be, somewhere in the trees. We turned down our bed of leaves. In the woods, in the woods, we can hide from everything. Our kids who ran away. Let the world fly on by, 'cause we slowed down.
From KXCI in Tucson, you've been listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we ask our community to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Tonight we heard logs from KXCI Jazz Sunday DJ Rachel, Nikki from the Pima Animal Care Center, comedian Rich Gary, therapist Caleb Lepofsky, and local musicians Andrea and Pete from Birds and Arrows. Thank you for sharing a little bit of your lives, Rachel, Nikki, Rich, Kayla, Andrea, and Pete. As for music today, you just heard Birds and Arrows' song Edge of Everything, as well as music from Kevin Kendall, Mercy, Bengal Fuel, Charisma Duo, the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra, and behind me is music by The Flashbulb. You can find our complete playlist and listen to all past Captain's Log programs at kxci.org. Have you been listening to our show and want to submit a log? Email me at amya@kxci.org. It's easy and I can help you if you are new to recording. I'd really love to hear from you. And be sure to check out our new Facebook page to get show updates and some nerdy Star Trek info to cheer up your day. I'm Amy A., and I'm signing off by saying, I love you, Tucson. I really do. I hope you're safe and drinking enough water. It's just been so hot for so long. Hang in there, and I'll see you next week.
Live long and prosper.